Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph and Med Aleph at the Mishnah. Halacha Tes. V'kunot shehayu lahen kedushin or gerushin v'safek hari elu cholfus v'leim es yabmos. If an elder was safek mekudeshes to a brother or safek divorced, the saris do chalitza not yibam. Ketzad safek kedushin, dog la kedusha, safek ka'avloi, safek ka'avla. Zu Safek Kedushin. What's the case of Safek Kedushin? He threw Kedushin money to her, and we're unsure if it landed closer to him or to her. This is Safek Kedushin. Kate says Safek Kedushin. Kasa b'ksav yadai, ve'en alav eidim, yesh alav eidim, ve'en alav zman, yesh boi zman, ve'en boi ela eid echad, zu Safek Kedushin. What's the case of Safek divorce? Her husband wrote a get in his handwriting, and there are no witnesses on it, or has witnesses with no date, or has a date, but only one witness. This is a case of Safek divorce. Gemara says, Leis kan Safek Gerushin mamish, Kate said Safek Kedushin zorek la, Kedusher, Safek Karav loy, la, Safek Karav loy, zero Safek Kedushin. The Gemara asks that these are not Safek divorce, rather Torah divorce that is passed on the Drabon. Is there no case of Safek divorce like the case of Safek Kedushin that we had? Was a Safek Kedushin? He threw Kedushin money to her, and we're unsure if it landed closer to him or to her. This is Safek Kedushin. V'hacha zorek lagita safek karav loy, zero safek gerushin. Here, there's a similar case of safek divorce. He threw her get to her, and we're unsure if it landed closer to him or to her. This is safek divorce. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Chalafta d'min hava v'kulan im nisus boy loy teitzei shloy loytzi liza al banea. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Chalafta of Hava said that all of them, means all these Safek divorces in our Mishnah, if she married through the get, she need not leave her husband, lest people malign her children, say them mamzerim, because the divorce is invalid. This leniency is only if she has children from her new husband. And the cases now coming discuss whether we are lenient even if she has no children. Bitoi shenises lashuk baget zeh, leteitzei kedel azuk sarasa lavir. If Pliny's daughter was married to his brother, and she remarried a stranger through this possible get, and the brother died, she need not leave her husband. We consider the get valid in order to make her tzara zukuka to her father. If the get was invalid, her tzara would be the tzara zelba and exempt from chalitza or yibam. The rasa shenisis lashuk baget zeh teitzei. If her tzara remarried a stranger through this get, she thought that it's invalid, so she was itself Elba and exempt from Chalitza or Yibam. Pliny was the only surviving brother. She has to leave. With the rights of the get was valid, so she's not a Saras Elba. She needs Chalitza or Yibam. Bitoi shenisus la'achiv begetzer teitzei. If Pliny's daughter married another brother, meaning he did Yibam through this get, she thought that it was invalid. She has to leave. With the rights, she was divorced, so there's no Yibam. So she is Eishes Ach. So also Shanisus La'achiv Begetzer Afil La'via Leiteitzei. If a tzar married his brother, means to Yibam through this get, even with his father, means plainly because she's not Saras Erva, she need not leave. Tani Shlosha Shtori Salalu Goivim Ibn Echayvin Ben Goivim Hamashu Bodim. The Bais says that one of these three documents, is that those three cases we had, it's in his handwriting, and there are no witnesses on it, etc. A lender collects from Bnei Chayim, which is property that the borrower still owns, but not from Shabbadim, which is property that he sold. Amar Rabbi Bar, Hadad the Tamer Rishalei Huchzuk Ashtar B'Yadam Alveh, Ava Huchzuk Ashtar B'Yadam Alveh, Goiva. Rabbi Abba explains that this is when the doctrine was not established in the lender's hands, but if it was, means Beis Din validated it, then he collects even from Shabbadim, because Beis Din's validation is like witnesses. Rabbi Yosef Boy im Shaloi Huchzuk Hashtab Yadam Alveh, Afilib Mibni Chayim Lo Yigva. The Yosef objected and said, well, if the Bais is discussing when the doctrine was not established in the lender's hand, he shouldn't even collect in Bnei Chayim. Ela, Kain Anan Kaiman, Pusha Huchzuk Hashtab Yadam Alveh. Rather, it must be that the Bais is discussing when the doctrine was already established in the lender's hand. Balame in a Goyva, why does he not collect from Mashubadim? Amo Bisna Mibnei Kanunya. This answer is due to scheming, means perhaps they're going to conspire to enable the lender to collect fraudulently. We have run Amar Mipnei Shehu Posel. And Avun answered it's because any doctrine, unlike Chacham's enactment, is Posel. He collects the Mnei Chayrin, means if the borrower admits that he owes. הקדוין בשלובה הזוקין ושיבת הזוקין. לובה הזוקין ושיבת הבן יסלח מי מבני כנוניה, לא מפני שהוא פוסל, ואח מבני שהוא פוסל. And we support that because concern for scheming applies only when the elder borrowed, and the elder means the same person, sold his property. If the elder borrowed and died and his son sold what he inherited, then he say that he's scheming, surely the loan preceded the sale. Rather, it's because it's possible. Amar Abun Baha Tani Af Begitei Noshim Kein Yisach Meim Mepnei Kenunya Lai Mepnei Shu Possel Baach Mepnei Shu Possel. A second support says Rabbi Avun is from Abaisa. The same applies to divorce documents with such a get. She collects her ksuba from the Echayrim but not from Shibadim. He says it's due to scheming. Alina from the time of Nesuin means a date on her ksuba. Well, it's because it's possible, and also here it's because it's possible.